Good evening and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David and Orly Simai. David Shimon ben Esther, Adiel, Shmuel ben Rosemary, Mordechai ben Sora. Just thought that this evening, just a couple of random thoughts about the Midas HaBitochin, which I hope could be helpful. But I just heard a story from actually third hand, in other words, from someone who heard it, from the person who heard it, from the people who were involved. It seemed in one of the, on Simchas Torah, one of the kibbutzim down south, were very left-wing, really, no religion, religious education. I mean, really, completely, almost ignorant, I guess ignorant of anything in Yahadus. And there were two young boys were hiding for many, many hours until the Hamas found them. One actually survived, the other one didn't. And they were talking, and they didn't know what to make of what was happening. And of course, there's this awakening that takes place. And one says to the other, "I heard that if we die this way, it's called dying al Kiddush Hashem. But I don't know what Hashem is." Like, unfortunately, very, very sad. And they decided the only thing they knew was the Sefer Torah. And they sat there and repeated again and again, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah, Sefer Torah. Tragic in terms of the lack of knowledge, beautiful in terms of what lies inside the heart of even the most uneducated Jew. I thought it would be in light of the suffering that we've been through in the last 2 months, I thought that part of the best form of antidote is to get chizuk, to see how people rise to the occasion, even though they barely know or don't really know anything. Okay. A few thoughts, random thoughts about Bitochen. One is interesting mahalach, an interesting approach that we find in the Navardika, famous Sefer Madregas Odom from the Alter of Navardit, and he has a whole kuntras on Bitochen, a very amazing kuntras. It's been recently reprinted, republished, translated, annotated by Artscroll. And he talks there about the Derech HaBitochen. And it sounds like what he's describing is as follows. There's like two stages of the life of a Baal Bitochen. There's the stage where I live with Derech HaBitochen. It's like, I know that there's such a thing as Bitochen. I know right now I don't have too many problems, but it's like I have the Bitochen credit card. I know I can always pull the card and have bitochen, and therefore any problem that faces me, I'll be able to deal with because I have the ability to rise to the level of bitochen to assure or to protect myself from whatever the difficulty, challenges, or dangers may be. And then when the danger arises, then I actually utilize the bitochen. In fact, sometimes when a danger arises, I have to focus on the danger in order to be fully aware of how much I need to activate the active feeling of bitochen. And then because of that danger, I do so. But it seems he describes living my life, al derech habitochen, with the knowledge that I have the means at my disposal to face and to take care of all of the challenges that life poses. I think it's a very beautiful formula for menuchas hanefesh, for peace of mind, because I'm just, I walk around with with the bitochen in my pocket. I could always pull it out. I could always face up to and deal with any situations that will confront me. That's one idea. So something else, I believe it was in the Beis Halevi, where he says that a person who has bitochen in Hashem, he reaches a certain level where he has no personal desires. Nothing. I trust Hashem, and all my desires are gone. Now, what does that mean? And I imagine not the desires for mitzvahs, but what's going on over there? Because I trust Hashem, he's going to help me in a certain problem. That means I don't desire anything anymore. And it seems that he's saying something very profound. And that is, when a person truly reaches bitochon b'Hashem, and that, as we've mentioned here many, many times, means b'ani b'chas l'cho b'tachti, I trust your chesed. Not I trust that the Yeshua is going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen yet. I trust your chesed intimately. I know you created the world only for chesed. I know you conduct the world. Olam chesed, you bought it, you created the world for chesed. Hoydu Hashem kitev ki l'olam chasu, your chesed remains forever and ever. And therefore, I have this sense that you're not going to let me down. Yogeli bibishu asecho. I just, something within tells me that you're going to take care of me and resolve my problem with parnosa, with shiduchim, with health, whatever it may be. But then it seems there's a byproduct of that. And that byproduct is, I don't have any real results. I don't need anything. I don't want anything. My desires are under control. Why? Because what do I desire? I desire a new car. Well, you know something? I trust the Chesed Hashem. And if I trust the Chesed Hashem, then I know if that new car is appropriate, if it's to my benefit, it's going to be good for me, it's going to be safe for me, Hashem will provide it. And if it's not, I don't want it, because I trust His Chesed. So the ability to put full trust in Hashem's Chesed, it creates a whole different peace of mind in this world, because it's like I carry with myself, within myself, the ability to muster the bitochen to face any difficult situation that may come along. And when I do that, or when I activate that bitochen, then I don't have to worry about anything. I don't even have to desire anything, because I know the plan is whatever Hashem gives me. That makes sense. That's good. He knows what's best for me. I would desire this. I desire that. I want that. I'm jealous of this. No, nonsense. It's gone, because I have such trust in the Chesed Hashem. I know He will provide everything. One more thought that I also like to mention that I think may explain something in the Chovos HaLevavos, which always puzzled me. Always puzzled in the Chovos HaLevavos, where he says the benefits of the bitochen are menuchas nefesh habiteach, the peace of mind, the tranquility that the one who has trust, and bitochen Hashem, and the bitochen. Like, the bitochen came first, then the menuchas nefesh. The menuchas nefesh came first, and then the bitochen. It seems a little bit confusing. I never really got that clear. So I found something in, I think it was in the Beis Halevi also, that says something very interesting. It says that when a person, the Baal Bitochen, I think this must have been the Madregos Adam, I'm sorry. It says, the Baal Bitochen, he feels that he has everything. Yeah, I have it. I have. It's like pas pesalo. I have everything, and I. And then he accesses his bitochen to bring about a specific need. In other words, it sounds like in order to rise to the occasion of bitochen, to the power. A person needs a certain amount of menuchas hanefesh first. There's bitochen that leads to menuchas hanefesh, and there's menuchas hanefesh that leads to further bitochen. And it sounds like to really access the bitochen b'chesed Hashem, I have to feel a certain sense of there's nothing to worry about. Hashem is in control. I can rely on Him. And then when I focus with that background information, then I reach ever higher levels of trusting Hashem that everything's going to be all right. So it seems that it really starts with, if I'm trusting Hashem, then I have this sense of nothing's lacking. He'll take care of everything. There's nothing to worry about. I have everything. It's as if I have everything. I don't have it yet, but it's as if I have it because I have the means to get it. And then I focus on the issue and muster real bitachon. And because I've had that menuchas hanefesh, it's almost as if I have a taste. I'm partial way there. It's easier to rely on having it because I feel like I have it already, or I feel like I have it, which means I'm so confident in the bitoch, in the chesed Hashem, that I feel like I have it. And the mele makes the bitoch process easier. So I just would like to suggest that as we attempt to strengthen our bitochon, and especially the world today, there are so many issues in terms of the problems that we have and the bitochon that we need in order to survive. We have, of course, the greatest issues that are going on right now in Eretz Yisrael, but we also have our issues here. They're not that easy, the issues that we have here. Many people are very concerned about the issues that we have. So we want to strengthen our bitochon. So we should really develop this derech habitochon. I have the ability to have bitochon, so I really don't have to be too worried about anything. And then when the challenge actually faces me, then it's sort of like I can pull it out. I can muster the bitochon because I'm living with the derech habitochon. I'm living with that feeling that I have the ability to have bitochon. I have the ability to control the future. I have the ability to rely on Hashem, and therefore He'll respond accordingly. So that gives me the strength then to face life. And then when a crisis comes, when a challenge comes, I can soon arise to the occasion. When I have this bitochon also, it's not only comforting with menuchas hanefesh, but it actually gives me a sense of, it's as if I have everything already. I have nothing to worry about. What a life to live that life, as if I have everything already. And the third idea is that I'm so confident and comfortable with the chesed Hashem, I don't even have all these desires that pull people in so many directions, because I am relying totally and completely on Hashem's chesed. Let's hope and pray that we'll be able to muster ever strong, ever potent, ever more potent levels of bitoch. And that should serve well to bring home the hostages, to heal the wounded, to find homes or return to the homes of those people who have been misplaced, to safeguard those that are in the Balamishmar, that are actually in Gaza and fighting or vulnerable there, and that we should be zeichet to hear the end of all such tragic milchoma and attacks that take place. And the same thing goes for Jews throughout the world. Hashem should help in the schus of our efforts to strengthen our bitochon, the schus of our efforts to walk with derech habitochon. We should be zeicha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should end the suffering of Klal Yisrael and the lengthy and painful bolus. We should be zeicha to be mekabel pnei Mashiach Tzidkeinu, b'mehera b'yomeinu, b'neimar amen.